Well, it started with just one tree at a Maitland cinema and a few wrapped toys, but 10 years later, the Susan Roskell Toy and Gift Drive has delivered something like 104,000 presents to kids in need right across the Hunter and beyond. The drive, which is led by Todd Sheldon and his family, began as a small way to spend Christmas cheer to those affected by things like violence, illness, or even tough times. The great thing is, it's now a major regional charity effort supported by countless businesses and volunteers, and the good news is, it's still growing. Now, named in Todd's mum's honour, the Susan Roskell found it's such a great idea, and how nice him naming it after his mum too. The initiative keeps her spirit of kindness alive every year, reaching out to some of the most remote parts of New South Wales, rather. Now, I'm lucky enough to actually speak to the founder himself. I'm speaking with Todd Sheldon. Hey, Todd, how you doing?
Hey, David, how are you?
Mate, what an amazing job you guys have done.
Yeah, it's been quite a ride.
Did you anticipate 10 years ago when you did something so, you know, basic by basically having a wishing tree at a Reading cinema in Maitland that, you know, 10 years later you'd be doing an interview because you've literally delivered over 104,000 presents to kids in need right across the Hunter?
No, it's been unbelievable. It's quite incredible. But, you know, we do that with the harnessing of community spirit. So, yeah, it's great to remember my mum's legacy, and, you know, it just continues to grow every year, and every year we support more kids, and, yeah, you know, as I said, this year being our 10-year anniversary, it's a pretty special one.
Yeah, for sure. And so you only actually renamed it in 2022 to honour your late mum. Can you tell us a bit about your mum and why she was such a powerful force in this?
Growing up as kids, David, you know, we get it pretty tough. You know, so, you know, mum worked three jobs to make sure my younger brother and I had everything we needed.
Yeah.
But even though we were always, you know, we were always short of money and things were tight, mum would always make sure that she supported things in the community. She just, it was just a natural for her. So, you know, 10 years ago when we decided to start doing stuff, you know, I wanted to do something that, you know, honoured, you know, what mum did when we were growing up, and then obviously losing mum in 21 to pancreatic cancer.
Oh, dear. Our condolences. That's terrible. Sounds like for such a wonderfully giving and big-hearted woman.
She was. She was amazing. So, you know, to be able to honour her in this way and for her to have grown into such a force now, and, you know, it carries mum's name, well, it's just special.
Yeah, wow. And I'm sure your mum has got a huge smile on her face but probably doesn't want the credit, right?
That's exactly right. She never wanted credit. And look, neither do we. We're just happy to see so many people, you know, happy at that one special time of the year when especially kids should be happy.
So when you started this 10 years ago and you had the one tree in the cinema over in Maitland, I mean, do you remember how many gifts you got that year? Like just roundabout. Was it just like enough, a gift under the tree kind of thing?
Yeah, there was about 30 or 40.
Right. And and 10 years later, you guys have delivered over 104,000 gifts to children that are in need.
Yeah. And every year it just continues to grow.
Does that blow your mind? It's blowing my mind just thinking about it.
It is. It does blow your mind. And when you try and picture 100,000 gifts in a space, it's a lot.
It certainly is. And keep in mind, too, I mean, things have been tough. I mean, we've had COVID. We've had, you know, inflation. Cost of living is very high. It's hard to make ends meet a lot of the time. So to think that people are generously donating, whether it's businesses, whether it's individuals, whether it's $5 here, there, whatever the case is, and I'm sure you're going to let us know a little bit about that, but it's just such a symbolic gesture of such beauty and you know, decency and generosity. It's a good thing.
It is, and it's all about being local. You know, we support those community organisations in the region that, you know, run off the smell of an oily rag. You know, they have very few funds. They're not government funded. You know, they don't. So to be able to support those little organisations who then in turn support, you know, people in need in the community is a really good thing. And again, you know, we rely on local businesses to support us. We don't have any multinational or any of the really big
Yeah, so this is basically the soul of the hunter shining, and look at the results it's getting, right?
100%.
Yeah. Tell me, like, I think the thing that is often forgotten about, you know, when people donate to charities is that we do feel good when we donate to charities, but the feeling is nowhere near compared to those in need that get such a beautiful surprise for Christmas or whatever the case may be. I think, you know, the act of giving is a wonderful thing, but the act of receiving for these people that are in this unfortunate situation, we're talking kids here, so it's no fault of their own.
That's
but
exactly
they're getting
right.
wonderful gifts like that is truly quite remarkable, I would assume. I mean, you guys get to see the feedback when they get these gifts. That would be priceless, I think.
It is priceless to just see, you know, some of these kids who go through a lot of hardship, and again, not through any fault of their own.
Not at all.
And a lot of the time it's not through the fault of the parents either. It's just circumstance.
Sure, people fall on hard times, all that sort of stuff too. So, you know, yep. I totally agree with you.
And you just don't know who's fallen on hard times. It could be your next-door neighbour. I mean, people aren't going to put their hands up and say,
right,
hey, you know, I'm struggling, because it's virtually admitting that they've, you know, that they've, it's kind of a failure.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's not a failure. Bad times happen to all people from time to time. It's just sometimes people get it a lot worse than others. And then, you know, the sad thing, well, it's not a sad thing, it's a beautiful thing, is that horrible stuff happens, but then we see beauty in people that are giving to people that they don't know, just so they can, too, share a little bit of the spirit of Christmas, or whatever the case may be.
Yes, 100%. And look, we've got people who we've supported in the past who have now become big supporters when they've fallen on
their
own.
Oh, really? They've paid it back. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Yeah.
Yeah,
because they saw the value, how important. And I would only imagine it gave them so much hope, and just thought, you know what, you are worried about, you are valuable, and you know, the psychological effects would be huge, I would imagine, in that situation.
Yeah, it certainly is, David. And you know, it's just, you know, and look, we launch for our 25 campaign on the 19th of July.
Yes, so you've got a big night that's happening too. There's a big launch night, trivia, fundraising, all that sort of stuff. Pat Howard's going to be the host. How do we get involved in this?
Well, look, we will be at Club Maitland City.
Right.
So, look, if you want information, you can either head across to our website and, you know, make contact with us through then, or by all means, you can make contact through Club Maitland City.
Yep.
But, you know, we'll be there. It'll be a huge night. And, yes, we'll have Pat Howard running the night as the MC, and also our guest auctioneer.
Oh, nice. So these nights are always a lot of fun as well, I always find, these kind of fundraising nights and launch nights, because, you know, you've got to have some auctioning off, which means more money is being raised for these charities and things like that. But a lot of fun is had in the process too.
It's a great night.
Now, tell us now, for me or Bree or anybody who's listening that wants to partake and donate, is it donating a physical gift? Is it donating cash? Is it either? How do we be a part of this so we can see this 104,000 number grow more?
Look, we prefer people not give us cash.
Right.
I know for a lot of charities, they turn around and say, we prefer cash. I prefer people to be involved in the process.
It becomes more personal, doesn't it? I mean, they wrap 100%. It. I would imagine they can even wrap the gift and all that kind of stuff, which even brings it even to a more personal.
No, we don't want people wrapping gifts.
Oh, okay.
One of the things that we do is, through the community organisations, we get the parents involved, so they get to wrap their own children's gifts.
I see. Okay. Well, okay. So this is. So these gifts are basically from the parents that are doing it hard to the kids.
Yes, 100%.
Wow, okay.
The kids don't know any different.
Wow.
They just think it's come from whoever.
Right. What a beautiful thing. That's a whole other dimension, if you ask me, because, you know, like, that's great.
You know what I mean? We want, you know, because, you know, as I said, as a parent myself.
As am I,
And not having fallen on those hard times and not being able to, you know, emphasize in that respect. But imagine you as a parent not being able to supply your children with toys at Christmas or gifts at Christmas.
Yep.
You know, that would be devastating. So for them to have received gifts from generous people within our community whom, you know, have virtually saved their Christmas, and the kids don't know any different. They just think that mum and dad have supplied them with the gifts, so it's just status quo.
And the thing, when people fall on hard times, they feel so isolated, right? They feel isolated, they feel not in touch, no longer connected. And these things just show that they're not disconnected. We're aware that they're having bad times, but we're also on their side as well. These little tiny boosts, I would imagine, can do an incredible amount of good.
and we're not here to judge. You know what I mean?
It's, of course,
it is what it is, and let us help you.
Yeah, I think this is just such a great story. Now, so we buy a gift. What do we do with the gift? Where do we take it?
On our website, we haven't obviously don't have the sites up yet. It's far too early. But
well, make sure you let us know as soon as you do, so we can let everyone else know. Okay.
Yeah. So you'll go to our website. On there, it'll be find a location.
Yeah.
On there will be a list of all of our locations where our toy drive boxes are located.
Right.
And you can just drop into one of those locations and drop off the toys. I'll give you a prime example. The Mutual Bank, who are one of our
big sponsors,
sponsors and big supporters, all of their branches become drop-off points for the toy drive.
Gotcha. And good on them for donating as well. Once again, local businesses. Mortel's Sheepskin Factory there. I can see they're a big contributor. Hunter Legal as well, and the Mutual Bank. I mean, these are local, very local businesses that are also, you know, playing a big part in this as well, and kudos to them. Well done.
Yeah, you know, they're just all of the above that you've just mentioned. They're all amazing people.
Yeah.
They don't have to do this. They choose to do this, and they get involved, and they're not just financial contributors either. They're involved in everything from sorting gifts to picking gifts up to, you know, challenging other businesses to get involved. You know, it's fantastic.
And I think you've done a great job. I mean, well done to you. This is an amazing, not only an amazing concept, but kudos to you. I mean, you've been giving out a lot of kudos to other people, but you were the person that came to start this. And clearly it's been successful because, you know, the root of it, the soul of it, is inherently extremely honest. And that's what's coming across. That's why you've been giving away 104,000 presents that started under one tree.
And look, you know, I've got to mention my gorgeous wife, Penny, and my son, Lachlan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've both been heavily involved as well.
Mm. I can see there's a real emphasis on family here, right?
It is. It's all about family.
Yeah, right. Yeah, fascinating stuff, mate. Look, I think it's been wonderful to talk to you. When does the official drive start?
July 19th.
July 19th. So it starts on the launch night. Okay, so it officially... okay, gotcha.
Yep.
Okay. Well, you know what? We're going to catch up just before then and have a quick talk so we can point everyone to the website and just remind them and stuff like that, because I'd like to keep tabs on what's exactly happening, because I think this is a really beautiful side. You know what? All so much in society these days with the media, with whatever it is, social, whatever, you know, it's all the negative stuff and we kind of forget the good stuff. But let me tell you, there is a lot of fine people. There are a lot of fine people. Often people can't afford to do what they do, but they do. And I think it's a wonderful thing and we shouldn't forget that either.
No, you know, the people who are our biggest donators in society are generally those
who can least,
who can
afford,
least
it.
Afford to do so.
Isn't that funny? Mm. Todd, it's been an absolute pleasure, mate. I look forward to talking to you. Let's talk again just before the night, because I think this is a great idea and I'd like to help support it any way we can here on The Hunter today. So I look forward to it, mate. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. What an interesting story.
Thanks,
congratulations,
David. Thank
mate.
You very much.
You must feel good about yourself. I feel good just talking to you about it. And you're the one who's done all the work and all the wonderful people that have been donating as well. So there you go. Good on you, Todd. We're going to catch up with Todd just before that event. We'll catch up with him during the year as well. That'd be good to keep abreast on this and also give it a bit of publicity, because people forget, you know, we are asked a lot of this, that and the other. So I think this is a local thing involving local people, invoking local families and all that sort of stuff. It just gets to ticks. But more importantly, it just showcases the beauty of the people in this wonderful region. I think it's great.